We now go into the most intense period of our reflection. We begin the reflection on the Passion of our Lord. Perhaps the most intense moment throughout the entire liturgical year. And this day in tradition used to be called Spy Wednesday. I recall that growing up. Precisely because that was the reflection of betrayal of Jesus, the betrayal of Jesus by Judas. And it gives us an opportunity to reflect, and we see this already. The movement of the entire liturgy presents this to us. We're already looking towards the passion and death of our Lord. But we have to look at ourselves and say, do we betray our Lord with our sins? And that's how we do, if we do. They either begin little by little to turn us away from Him, or if their mortal sins cut us off from Him completely. Do we betray Him? We have to look at ourselves carefully each day. Are we conforming to His will in everything? Or are we falling away? And He has given us the ways and the means to bring us back, to turn back to Him. And that's what He's calling us to do. Turn back to Him. And we must never give up hope that there is always that possibility of turning back to Him. He's waiting to bestow upon us His grace. The grace to be able to conform to His will and to achieve our salvation. Let us in all things, in all ways, seek. Well, let us seek those means. Let us not hesitate to make use of them that our Lord has given us. The sacrament of penance, the sacrament of the Eucharist. To return back to Him, to unite ourselves with Him, and to plead for the grace we need to carry out His will every day. How do I fulfill His will? Am I conforming to His will? And how can I improve myself? How can I grow even closer to our Lord? That's what we must reflect on with our examination of conscience. How can I love Him in return for the great love He has given me and continues every day to give me? How can I love Him in return? Let us not then turn away from Him with our sins. Let us not be the ones who betray Him, but the ones who follow Him all the way to the very end, and thus achieve our salvation, that glorious union with Him in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.